5 UTC right after the
stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the February 2nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in Cameroon's capital, Yaounde. That's where the Stallions of Burkina Faso will face the Lions of Teranga of Senegal Wednesday evening in the first semifinal at the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. Kickoff is scheduled for 8 p.m. local time at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Both teams are bidding for their first African title. The Senegalese were runners-up in 2002 and 2019, while the Burkinabe were Nations Cup runners-up in 2013. After scoring only one goal in the group stage in Cameroon, Senegal has picked up the attack in the knockout rounds, beating Cape Verde 2-0 and Equatorial Guinea 3-1. Liverpool star Sadio Mane is Senegal's top scorer in Cameroon with two goals. The Stallions of Burkina Faso, meanwhile, advanced to the semifinals after two hard-fought victories. They beat Gabon 7-6 in a penalty kick shootout, and then in the quarterfinals, the Stallions edged the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia 1-0. The player who scored the game's only goal, 19-year-old Dango Ouattara, was shown a red card in the closing stages of the match after elbowing a Tunisian defender, and Ouattara will miss this evening's semifinal. Dango Ouattara is one of three teenagers on Burkina Faso's Nations Cup team. A 33-year-old midfielder for the Stallions, Adama Guira, comments.
It's true that right now we have a really young squad compared to before, but all these players are playing already in Europe. They know what is the high-level competition, so they are ready to also contribute to the strength of the team. So I don't think we all in the team thinking the same way, and that's the only way we can have some victory.
For more on this evening's Burkina Faso-Senegal semifinal in Yaounde, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the chief football writer at aclsports.com. Fisayo Dairo.
I will be expecting a very fascinating encounter between the Teranga Lions of Senegal and the Stallions of Burkina Faso when both teams come toe-to-toe on Wednesday. Apart from the fact that these are two West African teams, of course, the fact remains that these two teams need this competition desperately because none of them have ever won the competition. For the Senegalese, they have slowly woken up in the competition. They've scored 5 goals in their last 2 games, having scored just 1 in the first 3. So they seem to be a team on the rise. They have their top stars back from COVID-19, having missed majority of the group stage games, and they are really gelling fast. So they go into the game as favorites, and they will make for more entertaining view for neutrals. For the Burkinabes, they are like the dark horses of the 4 remaining teams in the competition. But when you look at their progress in the competition, they've banked heavily on a very solid defensive unit. They've conceded just 1 goal from open play, and that was an own goal scored by Adama Guira in the game against Gabon in the round of 16. The other goals they've conceded have been from the penalty spot. That shows you how solid they have been defensively, and they did that again when they eliminated Tunisia against all odds in the quarterfinal. So it's going to be tighter than many expected. I think it's also going to be more entertaining than many expected. But the Senegalese can expect the Burkinabes to fall on 2 low blocks and attempt to catch them on the break. That should be what will define the game on Wednesday. Regardless, it's going to be an entertaining one, and the Senegalese really have to pay attention if they do not want the Burkinabes to continue their giant killing story.
The Teranga Lions of Senegal and the Stallions of Burkina Faso have not won the AFCON trophy. Do you think the winner of their game stands a chance of making history?
I do not want to jump the gun by start predicting if any of these two teams will get to win the final, because it depends on who progresses in the end. Yes, the Senegalese want it more. This is their golden era, because when you look at many of the top clubs in Europe, they have the Senegalese players littered across, from Chelsea, their goalkeeper Eduardo Mendy, to Liverpool, Sadio Mane, to Paris Saint-Germain, Idrissa Gueye, to Napoli, the captain Kalidou Koulibaly. You come back to England, Leicester City, they have Nampalis Mendy, they have Ismaïla Sarr in Watford. A lot of them are at the peak of their powers. And locals back home think, having gotten to the final 2 years ago, this is the time for them. And this will be some sort of story. If they can get to the final, it will be exactly 20 years since Aliou Cisse captained the team to a final defeat to Cameroon in Mali. Now he is the head coach of the team. And of course, getting them to the final back-to-back will be a fantastic piece of achievement for him.
Fesayo, can you tell Sunnyside of Sports listeners any outstanding qualities of the Teranga Lions of Senegal and the Stallions of Burkina Faso?
One may be tempted to pinpoint the enormous individual talent available for the Teranga Lions in this competition. But at the same time, one must give due credit to the head coach, Aliou Cisse. Himself, being a former defender, has been able to mold a defensively solid unit in this championship. They've played 5 matches in Cameroon, and the Teranga Lions have conceded just 1 goal, which came in that 3-1 win over Equatorial Guinea at the quarterfinal stage. That is a mark of a solid team. And like the legendary American coach Paul Bear Bryant said some years back, that defense wins you championship. If the Senegalese can continue in this stead, keeping it tight at the back and being diligent in the middle and all other parts of the pitch, they can fancy their chances of winning the tournament for the first time ever. Going forward, they also have some interesting attacking talents that we all know. Sadio Mane is one of the best in Africa. Ismaïla Sarr from Watford. They've got Famara Diadio. They've got Bamba Dieng from Olympique Marseille. Fantastic talent. And these are some of the things that have made the Senegalese more and more difficult for any proposition. Will this be enough to see them hoist the title for the first time on February the 6th? Only time will tell.
That's Fesayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fesayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Standing by in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, is Samson Omale with more Africa Cup of Nations football news. Sporty Nations Cup greetings, Samson.
Sporty Nations Cup greetings to you too, Sonny. We begin the latest update of the African Cup of Nations from a busy street here in Yaoundé, the capital of Cameroon. On a day, Burkina Faso will meet Senegal for a sport in the finals of the African Cup of Nations. I'd like to find out from ordinary Cameroonians and non-Cameroonians how the Nations Cup has fared so far and how their teams have performed, and if at all the Nations Cup has impacted on businesses and people's lives in recent times. Have you been watching any of the games of the African Cup of Nations?
Of course, of course. I'm very focused on it. And the game during this period are so great, because I've seen so fantastic teams like Egypt, Cameroon, Ghana. But my pronostics weren't where they were supposed to be, man. But now I need to focus somewhere else. Now I'm supporting Cameroon because it's my country, my homeland, and I bet and I think it will be up in the maximum at the end of the competition, man.
So how do you think the Nations Cup has helped businesses and social life in Cameroon?
No, we are so happy. We are so happy because we were very stressed about COVID situation. But while I'm looking, since what we are doing, we are going up and down. People are not stressed. People are happy. People are going to fan zones. Then we are happy. We are happy about this. And we are expecting to get more and more competitions.
I have another gentleman here. Now, I'd like to find out from you, have you been watching any of the games?
My favorite team in Africa Cup of Nations is Senegal.
Why?
Because the Senegal is the big team for me. It is a serious team for this competition.
But you are a Cameroonian and you are supporting Senegal.
Yes, I'm a Cameroonian. I'm supporting Cameroon.
Yes.
And Senegal. The final of the tournament for me, Cameroon and Senegal.
Have you been watching any of the games of the African Cup of Nations?
Yes.
Okay, so which of the teams have impressed you so much?
The first of all was Nigeria. Because Nigeria didn't progress in the competition. Secondly, my country, Cameroon.
Okay, now we have Cameroon, we have Egypt, Senegal, and Burkina Faso. Who do you think will go for the finals?
It's very difficult at this level to say it will be Cameroon or Egypt. But I think the experience will be the key. Maybe I'm looking Egypt. Egypt can be won this cup.
You are rooting for Egypt?
Yes.
Okay, well, you are not rooting for Cameroon, your own state?
It will be very difficult. If Senegal win today, the final will be Senegal versus Egypt, for my opinion. But if Burkina Faso win, I think it will be Burkina Faso, Cameroon. And then, in that way, maybe Cameroon can win. The life has changed, certainly. The life has changed. The town is very clean. The new building have been out. I think there's a little change.
Yes, I've been watching, though I'm not a real fan of football, but I've been watching, especially when it comes to Cameroon football. Well, they've been good so far, and we are hoping for the best, more performance coming from them. But we are happy. So far, we're happy.
So, aside from Cameroon, do you watch any other games? Which other team do you follow?
Okay, I follow... Seriously, aside from Cameroon, I only follow Cameroon. because it's my country.
Because it's your country. And that's good. You are passionate and patriotic. Now, let me find out from you. How has the African Cup of Nations changed the life of people, the environment, business, and every other activities around Cameroon?
Okay, I think it has brought in more unity amongst the Cameroonians. Because when Cameroon plays... For example, all the Cameroonians are happy. The streets are all in joy. Everybody's happy. So I think it has brought in peace. And business-wise, I think, well, people sell more these times since foreigners are coming in and people have more things to sell, I think.
The first semifinals of the 33rd edition of the African Cup of Nations between Senegal and Burkina Faso will be played tonight at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. Coach Aliou Cissé and his side reached the African semifinals for the second time in a row, finishing as runners-up in Egypt 2019. Senegal are eyeing a title that eluded them for a long time. The Teranga Lions timidly started a competition in Cameroon, but have been fueling better and better since the round of 16. One of Senegal's former international, Mohamed Diallo, is confident that Sadio Mane will prove to be the best player as he attempts to lead the Teranga Lions of Senegal to their first title. Mane is just one goal shy of Senegal all-time scorer, Henry Camara. Diallo believes Mane can equal and surpass Camara's 29 goals for the Lions of Senegal.
And Sadio is the best player in Africa. His score is giving to the game the ball for the other people to score. And what Sadio Mane do in the league, English league, what Sadio Mane do for the Africa, I'm very happy if he broke the record for the Senegal. And he'll be score more game, I'm sure. And I wish them to take this African Cup, because all the Senegalese players, they play for the African Cup. They never win nothing. Nobody win nothing. Even Elias Diouf, even Salif Diao, even Khalil Fadiga, nobody win nothing. Even me, even Cheikh Sek, even all the players you show in Senegal, what they do, they didn't win nothing. Then this is the time for our brother to win this cup.
The Burkinabe finished third in their last appearance in Gabon 2017. After missing the last edition in Egypt, they are now eyeing to better their best African record when they finished as losing finalists in 2013. London-based Ghanaian journalist Abdul Rahman and South African football analyst Vilile Miyandu told the Sunday Side of Sport in Yaoundé why the four semi-finalists deserve a place in the finals.
They've all deserved it, to be honest. They've Cameroon have been worthy host nations. They've been strong. Now, Egypt have their own stories and their own problem. But there's one thing going on with them. Carlos Queiroz is progressing the team very well, and it's ensuring that irrespective or in as much as they're not playing a lot of quality, eye-sparkling football, what they are doing is picking up performances, and now they are beginning to show something much more deeper. Now, the other group has seized Senegal, the Teranga Lions, and Senegal have got some of the best players on the continent. And then the underdog of all of them, Burkina Faso, the Burkina Faso. That's crazy, because Burkina is also one of a giant of African football.
In terms of the script of this tournament, it tells us that it has not been based on a reputation, but not even in current form, but on what happens on the day. If you look at the last four, two teams coming into this stage, they've never won the tournament before, Senegal and Burkina Faso. Fortunately, one of them will be in the final.
On tonight's West African derby between Senegal and Burkina Faso, they believe that while Senegal is a team to watch, Burkina Faso should not be underrated.
Senegal have got some of the best players on the continent. Idrissa Gana Game, Abdou Diallo, Cheikh Kouyaté, Ismaïla Sarr, Sadio Mane, Edouard Mendy, some of the best players in the world. And they haven't won the AFCON before. They are driven. They were in the final in Egypt. They want it. They've been to two different finals already. In 2002, surprisingly or coincidentally, that 2002 team had their now coach, Aliou Cissé, in there. So he's on a mission. And they've been progressively well. I liked what I saw in their last game. Again, going a goal down and eventually winning three. And it was 96 Ismaïla Sarr, who hadn't played since November, being thrown in to come and play. And then the underdog of all of them, Burkina Faso. The Burkina Faso. That's crazy, because Burkina is also one of a giant of African football. I remember my country, when Ghana played them in 2015, they knocked us out at the semi-final stage. But they've been so strong in this competition. Not many gave them a chance to get to, but they've gone about their business very well, and they will prove a strong going. Obviously, amongst the four teams, they are the least ones. But every tournament has an underdog, and normally they'll tell you that it's better to be an underdog than to be favorites. We'll see how that goes, but they all deserve their chance then.
It becomes a very difficult and interesting one in terms of predicting who will go through to the final. But one is tempted to say a Senegal-Cameroon final is on the cards.
The Confederation of African Football Disciplinary Board has imposed a fine of $100,000 with $50,000 suspended to the Egyptian Football Association for breaching CAF Africa Cup of Nations Cameroon 2021 media protocols and directives. This is after Egypt FA failed to honor a media press conference on the 29th of January ahead of their match against Morocco in the quarterfinals at the Ahmadou Ahidjo Stadium, which is part of the obligations for all the participating teams. Media and CAF rights holders had waited almost 2 hours for Egypt to arrive for the scheduled press conference. The other $50,000 is suspended on the condition that Egypt FA are not found guilty with a similar offense during the African Cup of Nations Cameroon 2021 as a result of the team failing to observe CAF rules. CAF has also suspended Egyptian player Marwan Mohamed Mustafa Dawood for 2 matches, the semi-final and the final, or the third place match, for his violent conduct, and has imposed a fine of $5,000 to the Egyptian Federation. Also suspended is Egyptian assistant coach Rogério Paulo dos Santos César de Sá for 4 matches for using an obscene gesture.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson O'Malley with some spicy Nations Cup reporting from Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In more Nations Cup news, Cameroon captain Vincent Aboubakar and his teammate Carl Toko Ekambi are in a two-man race right now for the tournament's top scorer award. Aboubakar has 6 goals heading into Thursday evening semifinal against Egypt, and Toko Ekambi has 5 goals. There are 3 players with 3 goals each, and their teams have already been eliminated from the Nations Cup. They are Gabadino Mahango of Malawi, Ibrahima Kone of Mali, and Sofiane Boufal of Morocco.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. Here in the United States, Tom Brady is making headlines. The 44-year-old Brady, widely regarded as the greatest quarterback of all time, has announced his retirement after 22 star-studded years in the National Football League. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Quarterback Tom Brady has announced his retirement. Brady's resume covers 22 seasons. He won 7 Super Bowls.
Let's go!
The 44-year-old played 20 seasons for the New England Patriots, the last 2 seasons for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady leaves the game as the career leader in yards, passing, and touchdowns. He's the only player to win more than 5 Super Bowls and was MVP of the game 5 times. In 2015, Brady talked about those who call him the GOAT, greatest of all time.
I never put myself in those, discussions. That's not how I think. I don't ever, there's so many great players that have been on so many great teams.
Tom Brady says it's hard for him to write, but he's not going to make that competitive commitment anymore, adding he'll focus time and energy on other things that require his attention. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thanks, Ed. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Tom Brady after his retirement. Writing on social media, Tom Brady said, "I've done a lot of reflecting the past week and have asked myself difficult questions, and I am so proud of what we have achieved. My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me. But right now, it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes." Tom Brady, dedicated, committed, and clearly the quarterback of his generation. In a statement, National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell said, "Tom Brady will be remembered as one of the greatest to ever play in the NFL, an incredible competitor and leader. His stellar career is remarkable for its longevity, but also for the sustained excellence. Tom made everyone around him better and always seemed to rise to the occasion in the biggest moments. When you win 7 Super Bowls, you've risen to the occasion in the biggest moments." Once again, Tom Brady retiring at the age of 44.
This is the Voice of America.
Washington, D.C.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Cameroonian officials are using Africa's top football tournament, the Africa Cup of Nations, to promote education among the ethnic Baka people. The Baka were called pygmies by European colonizers due to their short stature. They live in the rainforests as hunter-gatherers with little access to social services. But even the Baka have been turning out by the hundreds at government-built fan zones to watch Nations Cup matches. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Lomé, Cameroon.
On Saturday, the fans rejoiced as Cameroon beat Gambia 2-0 to qualify for the semifinals of the competition. 54-year-old fruit seller Zambi Ngela identifies as indigenous.
On avait acheté une petite télé.
Ngela says he bought and installed a 32-inch TV set for indigenous people, his brothers and sisters, to be able to watch AFCON matches. He says he bought and installed solar panels to power his TV because his village lacks electricity. Ngela said he receives at least 30 clients each time there is an AFCON match, and the number doubles when the Indomitable Lions are playing. The government is trying to take advantage of the situation. The Ministry of Basic Education said it dispatched at least 200 teachers to talk to indigenous football fans and encourage parents to send children to school. One of the teachers displaced to Lomé is 26-year-old Georgette Minou, who also identifies as indigenous. Minou says the government is using her as an example to show that education opens doors to success.
Maintenant, il est temps de s'adapter et de s'ouvrir au monde extérieur.
She says the world is evolving constantly, and it will be impossible for indigenous people to continue living secluded lives in forests. She says they must open up to the external world and improve their health and living conditions. Teachers remind indigenous people that primary education is free. They tell the children that Cameroon football players have had at least basic education, and it would be difficult for them to play football at national and international level without an education. Felicien Bala is mayor of Lolodof, a southern farming and hunting town that is home to several hundred indigenous people. He says the lack of birth registration is the first obstacle for children in the villages who have agreed to be educated.
J'ai lancé une opération d'établissement d'actes de naissance.
Bala says he has launched an operation to establish birth certificates for 160 indigenous children who have, within the past 3 weeks since AFCON started, accepted to go to school. He says he is very certain that before AFCON ends in Cameroon, several hundred additional children will be enrolled in schools in Lolodof. Cameroon's National Institute of Statistics says the country has about 80,000 indigenous people in all, and three quarters of their children are not attending classes. The government says it is creating schools in the forests as part of its effort to accommodate the children's educational needs. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Lomé, Eastern Cameroon.
And that wraps up the February 2nd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington.
I get it.
And that's the sunny side of sports.